Let's move on to talk about pancreatic cancer. And just sort of as a prelude to that, Mike, I want to ask, you know, we brought up this question, is BRCA-ness, DRD, is this sort of the new MSI? And so to get into that, Mike, I had this sort of weird thought, which is, if you had a patient with a metastatic gastric adenocarcinoma who happens to have a germline mutation, because let's fake it, if you don't get protected from gastric cancer or lung cancer, you get those, would you use a PARP inhibitor, which is kind of along the MSI kind of idea? Mike, what do you think?
So I personally definitely would. I have seen patients with gastric cancer. In fact, actually, gastroesophageal cancers, not infrequently, will have DDR or BRCA type mutations. A lot of them have ATM deficiency, kind of like prostate cancer. And definitely, if I saw a DDR deficient, BRCA mutated upper GI cancer, I would definitely consider PARP inhibitor based therapy.
Well, it looks like the audience kind of agreed. And I know, Katie, I originally sent this question to you, and you sent it over to your GI person, and that person said yes.
Yes.
So, but then here's the next variation, Mike, follicular lymphoma.
You know, I saw this question and I said no, but partly because follicular lymphoma has so many other good therapies, and I think that's a large part of the reason why.
Yeah,
mechanistically, biologically,
I
do hope that the DDR subgroup of patients does become the new MSI. There's going to be a lot more context than there is in the true MSI and checkpoint inhibitors, where there's just neoantigens released. But I think in the proper context and perhaps in the proper maintenance setting versus first-line setting, drugs like PARP inhibitors or other drugs that are targeting the DNA damage repair pathway will be universally adopted across the different disease types.
So, Emmanuel, I mean, again, your place was really a leader in the whole MSI story. Now you hear people talking about doing MSI testing on every adenocarcinoma or metastatic, every solid tumor, every cancer. Are we heading in that direction in terms of DRD in general, Emmanuel? And do you think it's just going to be solid tumors or every cancer?
Well, I don't think I'm drinking the Kool-Aid with respect to hematological malignancies. I do buy the solid tumor principle or biological principle, but I think hematological cancers develop in different ways with different molecular drivers. So I'm on the fence there.
All right.